Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. There's been another death at Georgia's largest immigration detention facility. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
40-year-old Efrain de la Rosa is the second apparent suicide and the third death overall at the Stewart Immigration Detention Center in Lumpkin in a little over a year. Immigration and Customs Enforcement had been holding de la Rosa not long after he was convicted of felony larceny in North Carolina in March. CoreCivic, the Tennessee-based company that runs the center, has come under fire recently for conditions there, including evidence obtained by the online news outlet The Intercept of solitary confinement, a practice CoreCivic has denied it uses. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Several thousand jobs are coming to Atlanta's west side. Atlanta-based United Parcel Service has begun hiring for a new shipping hub set to open later this year. The facility will be the company's second largest. It'll be capable of processing 100,000 packages an hour. 700 of the jobs will be full-time. The Department of Veterans Affairs ranks two of its Georgia nursing homes among the worst in the nation when it comes to quality of care. USA Today and the Boston Globe analyzed VA data from 133 facilities against care at private nursing homes. VA homes in Dublin and Augusta received the lowest scores. At both locations, nearly half the patients reported recent serious pain, and many patients were given antipsychotic drugs. Bed sores and injuries from falls were also serious issues. Decatur's home ranked a 3, while the VA home in Carrollton received 5 stars. That's the top rating. Delta Airlines says rising fuel costs contributed to a 14% fall in second quarter profits. The Atlanta-based carrier says it'll pay about $2 billion more this year for jet fuel. Today, Delta announced earnings of $1.6 billion for the quarter that ended in June. And this year's Emmy nominations are out. Atlanta is a big contender. Donald Glover's comedy TV series Atlanta on FX received 16 nominations today. And Netflix thriller Stranger Things is up for 12. Both shows are filmed in Atlanta. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.